This is Mike Adams with a special Memorial Day message. Thank you for listening. We owe it to all of our ancestors who built this society, that built this civilization. We owe it to them to keep this civilization alive. And while most of our ancestors fought and worked and sweated and toiled to create this current civilization, you know, Western civilization, today, a significant portion, maybe half, of Americans and Europeans and Canadians and so on are actively working to tear down civilization. They have lost the will to survive. They've lost that spark that's necessary to keep societies working. They are suicidal. They want to tear down everything that our ancestors built. And so today, as part of my Memorial Day message, I want to say it's not just about remembering the soldiers and our ancestors who built this system. It's about honoring them by defending civilization from those who seek to destroy it. We owe it to our grandparents and great-grandparents and going back forever. We owe it to them to prevent the destruction of this system, because here's the kicker. This civilization in which we live right now is very, very fragile. It can be brought down in seemingly an instant in terms of historical timelines. An instant. The dollar crashes. The vaccine death wave kills a billion people. EMP weapons are unleashed to take down power grids. Nuclear war breaks out. There's an ecological biosphere collapse from all of the biosludge and toxic chemicals. I mean, it just, there are many examples that we could cite that lead to imminent destruction, rapid destruction of these systems. I mean, just famine, just a collapse in the food supply, which is already beginning. Just a collapse in microchips, which is already happening. You know that the farm equipment manufacturers can't make tractors and combines right now because they can't get the microchips. Ford and Dodge and the other car and truck manufacturers can't get microchips. Ford has just shuttered massive truck plants, and Jeep just laid off 1,600 workers because they can't get chips. Sadly, we built a global supply chain logistics system that provides food and tools and transportation and trucks and all these things, farming equipment, that is highly vulnerable, and it has just collapsed. It has collapsed. It's only going to get worse from here, and it's going to be a struggle for us to prevent the collapse of this society. And I'm not sure that we'll succeed. In fact, I'm convinced that at least many elements of this world that we grew up in, many elements are about to be gone, such as the dollar and this debt-based spending. You realize Biden, the fake president, he's put out an alleged budget that calls for $6 trillion in spending. And first of all, that's not even a budget. Right? I mean, how can you call it a budget? It's just a spending list. $6 trillion. And what are we at right now in terms of federal debt? I mean, officially, close to $30 trillion now, maybe $29. Biden's going to increase it to roughly $35 or $36 trillion in the next government fiscal year. Remember that I made a prediction a few months ago that by the end of Biden's term, if he's allowed to stay in office, that America would be at $50 trillion in debt. And I remember a lot of people scoffed at that. And now Biden rolls out a $6 trillion budget, and that's without stimulus money. So the stimulus money is supposed to be another $4 trillion. That's what Democrats want anyway. You add $4 trillion in stimulus to the $6 trillion in spending that's on his regular budget, that's $10 trillion. That takes us from 30 to 40 in 1 year. Turns out my prediction may have been low. We may be at $60 trillion or $70 trillion or $80 trillion in debt by the year 2024 or 2025. Or more likely, we will never even make it that far because the system will collapse. Now, we're doing our best to get people food and supplies through our Health Ranger store. We do have a Memorial Day sale that's going on all until midnight, Monday night. And people are stocking up like never before, it seems. So we do have some Ranger buckets still available. If you want them, check them out. A certified organic, lab-tested, storable food. No joke. This stuff, we've kept the prices exactly where they've been all year. We haven't raised the prices, even though our raw material prices are skyrocketing and we're having supply line disruptions. We've had to make some substitutions inside the buckets of different materials, but that's all indicated on the label because some things just can't get anymore. But if you want to take advantage of that, just go to healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day. That's it. Just healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day. And we thank you for your support. Now, I'm looking at society and the threats that we now face, and I'm convinced we won't make it much longer. The only question that I have is which vector of collapse happens first? Will we face mass starvation? Will we face dollar collapse? Will we face, you know, an EMP, grid down failure? Maybe a cyber attack on Western nations, maybe one that's staged by the globalists on purpose to bring down Western infrastructure, to crush America. That seems like a very likely scenario. But in most of these scenarios, food collapse, dollar collapse, cyber war, whatever, guess what happens? The cities collapse and you have people spilling out from the cities, desperate for food and shelter and, you know, clean water, a working sewage system, you know, all these things that sustain life. And the cities are already right now under Democrat control. They are collapsing into lawless hell zones of chaos and violence. And I got to say that in the context of Memorial Day here, it's shameful that modern day human beings have so easily fettered away the society, the civilization that their ancestors built. It is shameful. Or to put it mildly, our great grandparents would be ashamed of what we as a society have done. Maybe not ashamed of you and I, because we're some of the few people actually fighting to defend human civilization. You know, to defend America, defend the Constitution, defend the borders, defend the right to speak, you know, First Amendment, and so on. Defend the right to have a church, the right to worship, the right to quote Bible scripture, and so on. So we're defending these things, but we are surrounded by lunatics and vaccine zombies and really left-wing fanaticism that at every turn wants to destroy everything. That's what Democrats do. They want to destroy everything. Look at AOC and the squad. They want the so-called Green New Deal. What's that about? Destroying combustion engines, food, farming, agriculture, food supply lines, transportation, everything. They want to destroy it. They love it. And right now, almost every Democrat-controlled city in America is collapsing into tent cities that smell like piss and look like crap, with drug addicts and prostitution and just violence and mass shootings all over the Democrat cities, even when they claim they want gun control. But the people doing the shootings are not the law-abiding citizens that have the guns. It's the criminals. It's the criminals that are excused and protected by the Democrats. So they are destroying America's cities with incredible speed. The collapse is now inevitable, and when it happens, I'm talking about the dollar collapse, it will, of course, take down pensions, it will take down the stock market, it'll take down treasuries, entitlements, it'll all be worthless virtually overnight. And so you're going to have tens of millions of people just in America alone, and this will spread to other countries, of course, but just in America, tens of millions of people are going to wake up one morning and they're going to be penniless, and they're going to panic and start asking the question of, how do I buy food? And when that happens, the food prices are going to be so inflated that even if they had their government paychecks, it would still be hard to get by. But their government paychecks may stop or may be cut. I mean, they may just vanish completely. No more government paychecks. It's over. No more dollars. The world will abandon the dollar. That's why I say and remind us all that as part of Memorial Day, we also need to remember what is real when it comes to money or value. What is real? I mean, it's not just about remembering our lost loved ones, those who went before us, although that's a big part of it, and our veterans as well. But also it's about remembering who we are and what's real, because the dollar is not real money. The dollar is not money. Money, by definition, must hold value. The dollar does not hold value. It's lost over 99% now since 1913. It's not money. It's an instrument of debt. If you're holding dollars, you're holding instruments of debt. We need to remember what is real. And you've heard me say this many times, what's real? You know, land and gold and silver and firearms and ammunition and diesel tractors and whatever. You know, what's real is a hydroponic food grow system too. Well, you can grow food. That's real. A hammer is real. Trees are real. Wood is real. A wood-burning stove is real. And so on and so forth. A rainwater collection system is real and can give you water. And a solar panel is real and it can generate electricity for you in your lithium-ion battery bank, which is also real because it stores electricity that you can use to charge flashlights and power tools and things like that. Charge your little short range radio, or power your laptop. These things are real. You know what's not real? What's not real is wokeism. Transgenderism is not real. Cryptocurrency is not real. Sorry to tell you. Debt fiat currency is also not real. Fake media programming isn't real. Most of what people think is real is not real. Your online role-playing game is not real. People are living in fantasy worlds of finance and fake news and fake food and fake medicine. The plandemic, elements of that have also been staged or faked. So there is so much out there that is fake and not real that people have forgotten what's real and what sustains civilization. To sustain civilization, you have to have productive members of society who are doing something useful and contributing to society. You know, growing food, building homes, repairing shoes, mending clothing, whatever it is. It's got to be something real and something useful to society. But what kind of an economy do we have right now? The government paying people to stay home and not work. It's called a COVID bailout. They are destroying civilization, piece by piece, by design. It's all engineered, and they're taking it down with breathtaking speed. So this Memorial Day, we need to almost kind of slap ourselves and back into reality to remember what is real. What, you know, and actually, we think about maybe our parents or grandparents or great-grandparents that have gone before us. Think about what would they have considered real? Like, imagine your granddad or grandma. If you were to ask him or her today, what do you think about cryptocurrency? You know, they would probably say, we bought government bonds and we bought railroad stocks. Well, why did they buy railroad stocks? Because railroads were real. And at the time when they were living, the government bonds actually represented some level of fiscal sanity, you know, a couple of generations ago. Today, they don't. But the grandparents or great-grandparents that were alive through the Great Depression and the banking collapse, you know, around 1929 and so on, you know what they would tell you is real? Gold and silver. And they would say things like, well, or at least this is what my grandparents would say, get an education, own your house, own your land, and don't trust the banks. You know, because they lived through it. They lived through the collapse. Thing is, that collapse was nothing compared to the civilization-wide collapse that's coming. So when we think about what is worth remembering, it's not just the people, it's their deeds and their values. Your grandparents or whoever went before you, they probably read the Bible more than you do. They probably went to church more than you do. I know that's true for me. They probably worked physically more than you do. They probably knew the value of hard work, and they knew the value of savings, and they didn't have get rich quick. Oh, buy Dogecoin by monitoring Elon Musk's moods on Twitter. They didn't. No, there was none of that nonsense. They were out there growing tomatoes and packing them up for a tomato cannery. That's one of the things that my grandparents did. They grew tomatoes, and they were paid by the ton. By the ton for homegrown tomatoes. And it wasn't much that they were paid. I forgot the exact amount, but seems to me that it was just a few dollars per ton. So you want to talk about hard work? You ever grown a ton of tomatoes? No, probably not. I haven't either. But that's what our ancestors did. And you know, my grandparents on the other side of my family, for a time right after the Great Depression, they lived in a tent. But the difference is they lived in a tent and they were working. Working for a company that provided an area for you to set up a tent. It was like an employee tent city. And my grandfather did the work, worked for the company, living in a tent, saved up the money, and then was able to buy a simple house, moved into the house, kept working, kept saving, kept moving up. Today, people live in tents and they're collecting welfare and free money, free stimulus money, bailout money, free this, free that. They're living in tents. Government's paying them to stay there. That's how twisted society is today. And that's how close we are to a total collapse. And when it comes, there won't be many more warning signs. The warning signs are all here right now. They're in our face. In fact, the warning signs are basically screaming at us right now. Screaming at us. Get out of the dollar. Get ready for the collapse. Get ready for the food supply to crater. Get ready for the zombies to spill out of the cities like locusts, stripping the suburbs and the countryside of all resources, food and bullets and housing, anything else. Get ready. There will not be very many more warning signs. And as I've said before, if we make it to 2025 as the United States of America, as we know it, I'll be stunned. I'll be shocked. I don't think we're making it that far. I don't think so. We'll be lucky to make it the next 2 years. Now, one day down the road, the survivors will remember us. We will be the ones memorialized. We will be the ones they look up to and they say, wow, those people fought to defend America. They fought to defend their communities or their states like Texas. Those people are the reason we are alive, because the few, the courageous, were able to take a stand against the insanity, the lawlessness, the absolute lunacy of society. And they were able to stand their ground and get prepared, even while everybody else was laughing and mocking, oh, you don't need gold, you know. But these people, they will say, people like you and I, we knew what was coming, like Noah building the ark. Didn't even have to have God tell us a storm is coming, because you can see the storm clouds, folks. Storm clouds are not that far off. You can see it, and you understand instantly why we have to get ready and why most will not survive what's coming. Most people that you know will not survive what's coming. Next year on Memorial Day, you may have to memorialize some of your friends or loved ones, people who took the vaccine, people who starved to death, people who died in the outbreaks of violence and looting. I don't know. Or maybe that's 2 years away or 3 years away, but it's not far. And I'm saddened by the fact that I have to say this, and I pray for all those who I know will be lost, including some of my own family members who've also taken the vaccine shot. They will be gone. Some of them. Some who are not prepared for what's coming. They will be gone. Just like people you know and love, they will be gone. And then it will just be us. We are the survivors. One day, our actions will be remembered because we helped give the next generation a chance at surviving, a chance at civilization, you know, a chance at things functioning so that you could eat and have shelter and have a power grid and be productive and contribute to a society where the participants are not insane. The insanity will be short-lived, but it will be very difficult to survive. And it's here. So that's my message for Memorial Day. I know it may not have been the message that you were expecting, but I think this is a very important time for us to remember who we are, where we came from, and how vulnerable and fragile this society is. And if we don't stand up and defend it, it will be gone, and we will all be gone if you don't get prepared. So I've got a lot of videos and podcasts at prepwithmike.com. I'm going to be contributing a lot more there now moving forward, prepwithmike.com. A lot of new videos and podcasts coming. It's all about hands-on, very practical preparedness tips, everything from firearms to water filters to how to make your own emergency fire starters for camping to even some simple knot tying advice, you know, some very useful things. And there's a lot more coming, so check it out. And I hope that, number one, I thank you for all your support. You know, healthrangerstore.com. We're doing our best to get you supplies while we can. And I don't know how long we'll be able to do that. But I thank you for your prayers. And I want to say blessings to you and your family. Please do everything you can to get ready. That's the only way to survive this. All right. We'll talk again soon. Blessings and take care.